Just when you thought the food you buy in a grocery store couldn't get any worse, comes news that prepackaged meats are now being sold packed in carbon monoxide to stop the color change associated with spoiling, but not the spoilage itself. It's bad enough that animals are raised in confinement cages and tortured their entire lives. It's bad enough that conditions in a slaughterhouse are inhumane. It's bad enough that the animals are doped up with hormones and antibiotics that make you sick. Now they package the meat in carbon monoxide, the same stuff that makes you sick or kills you if you run the car in the garage. Carbon monoxide binds with a protein in the meat to turn it irreversibly pink. This is true even while it rots and molders. The Washington Post ran a picture of two meat packages side by side, both injected with a poisonous strain of E. coli. One turned green, showing itself to be unsafe to eat. This was the one packed in normal air. The other one stayed pink, and you'd probably throw it in the oven and never know the difference. Maybe it tastes a little funny. But the way food from the grocery stores is these days, there's so much food that tastes strange to begin with, you'd probably pass it off until you started puking and shitting your guts out about 12 hours later. Once more, the grocery industry has given us a good reason not to eat meat. Always, those of us who eat from the dumpster have been advised to avoid meat and dairy products because of spoilage. Apparently, this now applies to buying meat in a store as well. There's a good reason the store doesn't want to package the meat while you watch. It's harder to cover things up that way. It's been said for a long time that a baker's dozen is 13, but I'd say that a butcher's dozen is 11. Eating dead animals never was the best thing for health anyway, and now we have another reason.